14th. Circumstances fluctuate. Your power does not. Conditions don't matter. They have no power. They can't vote. They don't sign your paycheck. They are not essential to the plot. Of course, you can decide they are stop signs, but they are really arrows, launch pads, and sometimes simply the blank screen upon which you project the movie of your choice. Today, I know that my circumstances have nothing to do with my power to thrive. Today, I know that my circumstances have nothing to do with my power to thrive. Okay, dear one, let's settle in, find a comfortable position, and let's begin our journey. Allow yourself to come into this time, just as you are. There is nothing else that is needed. And as you breathe into this time of remembering. This is a time of remembering the truth about you and letting everything else go. So begin to breathe in and breathe out. And if it helps you at all, you might place your hand on your heart. Or any gesture that connects you, that helps you arrive in this holy time with yourself. Breathe in as you invite in the highest presence of love, the highest presence of love to guide you in this time. Allowing yourself to just be here. Any discomfort, any anxiety, any restlessness, allowing that to fade. They are superficial. They are not real. Your real self is changeless. My real self is changeless. There are fluctuations in my experience, but not in my real self. And now I breathe into this core power, this core self. As I begin to remember who I really am, I invite in this knowingness. As I breathe in, I invite my spirit to show me that conditions can change, but my power does not. Conditions can change, but my power does not. Circumstances can fluctuate. My power does not. I know that my circumstances have nothing to do with my ability to thrive.
My circumstances have nothing to do with my ability to thrive. My circumstances have nothing to do with my ability to thrive. Where have I been being caught in the fluctuation of conditions instead of the stability of truth? Perhaps my inner teacher shows me, guides me, perhaps a memory, perhaps a scene, perhaps a knowing. Perhaps this comes now, perhaps it comes later. But I am open to this inquiry. I am open. With each breath that I breathe in, I breathe into this divine intelligence within me. And I let go of false perceptions. I let go. I let go. It feels so good to let go. Today, I am willing to remember that my circumstances have nothing to do with my ability to thrive. My circumstances have nothing to do with the potential within me, with the reality in me, with the destiny in me. I walk forward today free, and I receive whatever information I need to today to speak to this truth. This is my practice, and I breathe in, and I breathe out.